Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It is No Filter Friday on September 16, 2022, and we want to go to the talk lines. We want to hear from you. We talked yesterday about the mayor's anxiety, and we got a lot of responses about the citizens' anxiety. So we can talk about that, or we can talk about anything that you want to talk about. Let's go to Steve on line one. Steve, you're up. Welcome to the show.
All right. Thank you, Neil, for having me. Just want to say about the crime in New Orleans. I lived in New Orleans for years, and that's why I moved to the North Shore. I've got so English. What about the old cliche, you're old enough to do the crime, you're old enough to do the time? Please respond.
Yeah. No, I agree. You know, and that's why I think we heard from Sheriff Joe LoPinto yesterday, frustration about juvenile crime, frustration about accountability. If you have a juvenile that's already received juvenile life and is sitting in one of these facilities, what do you do? Nothing. They can engage in whatever activities they want, whatever criminality they so desire. And under the Louisiana Children's Code, we're pretty much restricted, which is a joke. It shouldn't work that way.
It's a revolving door. I mean, they put them in like a home or whatever. They ought to go to jail. That's my point.
Absolutely. Steve, thank you so much for the call. 504-260-1870 on the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line. I do want to be fair about this. I've talked about this case a number of times. The arrested subject's name was Kendall Miles, 17 years old. He's charged with conspiracy to commit armed robbery with the use of a firearm, illegal discharging of a firearm while committing a crime of violence, and aggravated flight from an officer. He was indicted yesterday. He was one of the individuals that escaped from the Bridge City facility. And his accomplice, 16-year-old Kayla Smith, was charged with conspiracy to commit armed robbery and armed robbery with the use of a firearm. She was charged, both were charged as adults by Jason Williams, the DA for the city of New Orleans. Now, in the case of Kendall Miles, he was already serving juvenile life. And that's why these individuals need to be in a much more restrictive type of facility than the Bridge City Center for Youth. And it's amazing that we have these groups that are opposing this when we have this record that is replete with obstructive behavior, non-compliance, not doing what is expected, On the one hand, we have folks talking about we need to make the rehabilitative efforts. We need to do the rehabilitative efforts. We need to rehabilitate them. We can't have them see an adult jail that's 1.5 miles from where we're going to put them. And in fact, maybe what we need to do is put blackout screening and hang it from the razor wire on the fence so that they're not pulling hair out of their head and they're not experiencing anxiety and everything else that goes along with that. All the while, we're talking about the same people that are here committing armed robbery, shooting folks, and the like. All right, we're going to continue this conversation in a moment. We have breaking news. We go to WWL News Director Dave Cohen. Dave?
There's been a shooting on the I-10 at near Veterans Boulevard in Metairie. Police say that a woman who was driving on the I-10 between Veterans and Clearview slammed on her brakes. Another driver swerved to go around her and ran into the wall on the I-10, then pulled out a gun and shot at her, smashing the window of her Jeep she was driving, and the bullet knocked the sunglasses off of her face. Here's what she told WWL TV moments ago. And we are having some technical difficulty with that audio, but we'll have it for you momentarily. The woman says that traffic in front of her had stopped. She had no choice but to slam on her brakes. And the other driver, who was, she said, driving very fast, was very upset with the fact that he had to swerve around her and ran into the wall and then chose to pull out his gun and shoot her as a result of her stopping for the traffic ahead. Here's what she had to say.
I-10 headed to New Orleans, and I ran into some traffic, and I made the other driver very angry, I guess, and he shot at me.
What led up to the confrontation? I mean, road rage happens, but can you kind of get a little more detail into kind of what led up to it?
I changed lanes. The car and the vehicle in front of me applied their brakes. I applied my brakes. The person that shot at me was going really fast and attempting to change all three lanes of traffic. They almost clipped me when I put my brakes on. That caused them to overcorrect. They overcorrected and slammed into the retaining wall.
She says the bullet that hit her went through her sunglasses and grazed her forehead. Blood was running down her face as she was giving this interview, but she refused medical attention. It appeared to be just a surface wound and a cut to her forehead as a result of the bullet that grazed her head. She said the driver that shot at her was in an older model black Mercedes sedan that will have damage to the front end as a result of hitting that retaining wall. Again, this happened on the I-10 in Metairie between Veterans and Clearview. Newell.
Absolutely unbelievable. Obviously, they did not catch the shooter, right?
No, the shooter remains at large at this time. We understand that Sheriff Joe LaPinto is arriving at the scene and will hopefully have more information for us shortly on the search for the vehicle and for the shooter in a day that has seen multiple breaking news stories now out of Jefferson Parish after earlier we learned that three children died in a house fire in Tarrytown this morning on the west bank of Jefferson Parish.
That was an absolute tragic event for sure. Dave, thank you so much for the update. We truly appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, folks. So as we continue our conversation as to what's going on with juvenile crime, obviously we are constantly reminded by folks that do not have hold or control of their emotion. They lack emotional intelligence. They continue to wreak havoc on our community in and around the city of New Orleans. Obviously, you know, there's no parish immune to this. We know that crime knows no geographic boundary. We're seeing it more and more. Frustration is growing as it relates to this. The sheriff just yesterday said he's going to lobby the Louisiana legislature in the next session to change some of the things that we're talking about right now. But I did want to not shortchange the Orleans Parish DA, Jason Williams, who says he's seeking accountability here. He says he still believes in handling juvenile matters in the juvenile system, but he says that this individual was already sentenced to juvenile life and is now charged with a separate offense. So really, his hands are a little bit tied, but nonetheless, I want to give credit where credit's due. We've charged these two individuals Kayla Smith, 16, Kendall Miles, 17, as adults, as well they should, because I've talked about the victim in this case. And the victim in this case is still fighting for their life. This has been a life-altering moment for the victim in this case, and we should never lose sight of it. We always do. We always seem to forget that there are people's lives that will never, ever be the same. But yet we're focused on these individuals as to whether or not their life will be the same. Look, I get what these not-for-profit groups are all about, or, you know, relative to this and other issues. But we victims need to start their own. And I've recommended family and friends of Louisiana Victims of Juvenile Thugs, the FFLVJT, to have a voice, to speak out, to hold the criminal justice system accountable where it needs to be held accountable. Because we will continue to see this going on. And, you know, the sad reality here is that the number of the offenders that are running around out there, one would believe that it is a greater number than it actually is. And we need to get about selectively incapacitating the impact thug on the streets of not only the city, the state, and stop worrying about whether or not we are the highest in carceral state in the country. Because what that means is that we have more offenders than most others. And when we think about it, think about this. Let's just look at murders, right? Right now, New Orleans, the highest homicide rate per 100,000 residents in the country. 41 homicides per 100,000. As bad as Chicago is, and what we've been talking about in Chicago, 11.5. We're at 41 per 100,000. They're at 11.5. In L.A., they're trying to recall the DA, the governor, and everyone else over there. They're at 4.8. In New York City, they're crying a crisis out there. They're at 2.4. Put that in context. Homicide rate up 141% since 2019. Shootings up 100%. Carjackings 210%. Robberies up 25%. This is not a recent phenomenon. This is something that has been going on for the last 3 years. We've been challenging this mayor to get clued in, to get focused on this, to do something. She refuses to come on this show. She only will go on stations that will, according to her, treat her fairly, which means not ask the tough questions, and are willing to compromise what they're doing when they ask her some of the softball questions that they're asking her. And now we're actually giving her time in the media to defend herself against a recall election. And their hands are tied and they can't ask the tough questions. When they go to ask a follow-up question, you can see someone signaling in saying, we can't talk about that. We're not going to talk about this. Why would we allow an elected official that courtesy? I never received it. I could promise you. And that's why I had many combative press conferences, because no one gave me the latitude or the courtesy of that. Why are we giving her the courtesy of that? To sit down with an interview with conditions. Everybody sees it. Everybody recognizes it. Why is that? Are we falling into this dialogue where she's, you know, this is about her being black and a woman? Now it's about her health and anxiety. And meanwhile, Rome is burning. As I said before, this is not a new phenomenon. And that is how she's trying to characterize this at the present time. And trying to characterize what she's doing relative to the engagement of the Linder Group, which I give her credit for doing it. It may be too little too late, hopefully not. But this is you know, the hiring of the Linder Group is probably something that should have happened 3 years ago. As we began to see these trends occurring, everyone's been talking about it. Every crime organization, you know, Metropolitan Crime Commission pointing it out, issuing now reports on a weekly basis to shine a light on this issue, because the other manner of communication that has been utilized just simply wasn't working. There wasn't any exigency. There was not anybody focused on this. The entire political establishment of this city fell asleep at the wheel. Let's be honest. Let's call it out. And I ask you again, do you feel abused yet? We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
No Filter Friday today, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're up. Welcome to the show.
No, I'd like to opine on two different things, if I may, briefly, one local, one national. On the local, you know, the national press, the negative national press that we're receiving is coming almost daily now. So our mayor went to France to sign a proclamation for tourism purposes. Well, all that's being hugely negated by all of the negative press from the people in the United States who might have otherwise come to New Orleans, but now are choosing not to. I have a lot of friends and business associates across the country that pretty much laugh at us and say there's not a snowball's chance that I would come down there. So you go over there, you spend $29,000 to sign a proclamation. Why not take care of the fire that's sitting right smack in front of you? All hands on deck, 24/7. That's what you do as a leader with such an egregious problem that's getting national attention. If I were running the city, if I were paying the bills, I should say, and France wanted to sign a proclamation as the sister city, I'd say email it on over. We'll go ahead and sign it. This is fantastic, and I'll FedEx it back to you. Done. So that the hypocrisy of that, the stupidity of that is off the chart. Moving on, the Texas and Florida sending illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities, and the commentary we're getting back from the leaders of those cities and states is hypocrisy at its best. They fancy themselves to be sanctuary cities. They want to be the do-gooders of the world. And presumably, if they sanction themselves as a sanctuary city, that they have the infrastructure in place when they do get people. Now that the governors of Florida and Texas are graciously paying to send people their way, they're saying that we're using them as pawns, or that the two respective governors are using them as pawns. It's pathetic that they think we're going to swallow that. They should say, hey, they're coming up here. They're welcome. We said they were welcome. Now they're coming, and we're going to embrace it. Martha's Vineyard, I've been there. I don't know if you have. It's just an amazing place. I would love it if somebody would give me a free flight back to Martha's Vineyard. But yet we're using them as pawns, and that's like a horrible thing to send them up there. So the narrative that the politicians, the left politicians, are sending out local, nationally, how stupid do they think we are as a population?
Well, I'm going to be consistent, and I'm not going to be a hypocrite, Mike, and I'm going to disagree with you on one issue. I called out the president on what he was doing and flying these immigrants in the dark of the night, not coordinating with local government, and having these flights and dropping off these illegal immigrants all over the country. And that was documented by the news media, video, and everything else. They had interviews with the local officials. They knew nothing about it. In fact, some of them were very angry about it and called on the federal government to stop. Did they stop? No, they did not. And then they lied about it. They said they did, but they didn't, because then there were follow-up videos after the fact that expressed that. I'm not a big fan of what's going on here, and I wasn't a fan of it when the president did it, and I'm not a fan of it when the other governors are doing it now. But I understand exactly why they're doing it. And there is hypocrisy of these other folks in Martha's Vineyard and D.C. and Philadelphia and Chicago and others, because they call out the Biden administration when the Biden administration was doing it. And that's the hypocrisy, and it's the hypocrisy at its best. And, you know, it's just the inconsistency of the immigration enforcement that's going on right now and where we find ourselves. You got the VP saying that the border's secure, 2 million illegal crossings. Then you have Corinne Jean-Pierre saying, well, look how many folks, we've moved back across the border. Yeah, that's a reflection of how many you're letting come across. I mean, these people really believe that we're stupid. They really do. And they continue to say these things, and I believe that they believe if they say it enough, we'll actually believe it. And this is why elections have consequences. We were sold a pig and a poke with this administration, and they have gone off the rails, and they're having a real difficult time just simply telling the truth. They can't call it a crisis. They refuse to call it a crisis. Democrats and Republicans alike along the border cities and the border counties have all called it a crisis, but not this administration. And they're not going to do it now as it leads into the midterms. And everything that they're doing at the present time is all about the midterms. And if you believe otherwise, I've got some land to sell you in Never Never Land, because that's what this is all about. But you're right. The hypocrisy of sanctuary cities who were so willing to receive. And now all of a sudden, no, 50, 100 is taxing the system. They're really showing their true colors as it relates to this issue. Thank you, Mike, for the call. Let's go to Eddie. Eddie, you're up. Welcome to the call. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
You may be missing the boat on the mayor.
Okay.
I need to know if she's flying the same airline all the time, and what's her connection to the airline? How much stock does she own? How much stock options does she have? How many family members does she have working for the airline?
Well, I don't know that that's... Look, I'm not going to get into any kind of conspiracy theory here. I'd rather just stick to the facts. And one investor in an airline and how much that individual flies is not going to move the needle one way or another. We got to stay focused on what's real, Eddie. We don't need to get sidetracked with smoke screens such as that. I mean, connect the dots. I don't really believe that you can connect those two. If I'm wrong, I'll admit that I'm wrong when I see evidence of it, but I don't. The mayor may do some crazy, silly things, but I don't know that she's doing a devious thing like that as it relates to this. So I'm not going to entertain it, Eddie. I appreciate the call. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Interesting, the feds say that the Louisiana's plan to put teens in Angola is problematic. This is according to an advocate article done on this, James Finn and Jacqueline DeRobertis, I think. Excuse me if I pronounced your name wrong. Talking about the plan to move them to this facility in Angola. And what's interesting here is they've had any number of experts come in talking about this and that, talking about the federal requirement. This is one of the federal requirements. You got to hear this. The federal, in addition to requiring states keep juveniles away from adult inmates, the law provides that youth limits which youth can be placed in secure lockups and requires states to try and reduce disproportionate incarceration of minorities. So let me get this straight. It requires that you engage in a strategy to reduce disproportionate incarceration of minorities, no matter how many are responsible for crime. If they fit in the category of who can be placed in secure lockup, why is it that you're trying to reduce that as opposed to all others? So all others have the official okie-dokie to be placed in secure lockup. But when it comes to minorities, we have to develop a strategy to reduce the incarceration. Now, they say it's disproportionate. Who picks the offender? The offender decides whether or not they're going to offend. Is there anybody with a gun to the head of these individuals saying, go out there and offend? Are government actors involved in a conspiracy of compelling people to go out and offend? What on earth are we doing here? This is exactly what I'm talking about. You take your offender as they come. Gender, race, ethnicity, age, it doesn't matter. We ought to be advocating an if-then solution. If you break this law, then that. If X, then Y. No discretion. Let the chips fall where they may. Why are we worrying about disproportionate incarceration? So basically what we're saying is that the judiciary, the individuals responsible for putting these offenders in jail, have evil and racially motive intent to do so. I don't believe that for a moment. But what is it that we're actually saying here? If we have too many minority offenders, whose fault is that? The system? The community? But yet we have to develop a strategy to have them not go to jail? And this is what your tax dollars is funding? How about just pure, raw accountability? Why don't we try that for about 5 years? And let's see where that leads us. We'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, folks. It's No Filter Friday. We're talking about a number of topics: immigration, juvenile crime, the fact that we're the now murder capital of the United States, and that we are in a crisis here. So they've been taking a lot of testimony in federal court over this proposed move outlined by Governor John Bel Edwards to deal with the juvenile facilities that have run amok. Because we have a number of juvenile lifers, a lot of texts coming in. What's juvenile life? You serve until you're age 21. And then that the jurisdiction of juvenile court ceases at that point in time. One of the individuals that testified, Vinnie Schiraldi, a former youth corrections director in Washington, D.C., and later an official over Rikers Island, no problems there in New York City, testified that, you know, putting youth in old death row building, a facility technically on the grounds of an adult prison colony, but miles from adult inmate housing, is unprecedented in the U.S. youth justice system. Okay, so what? He says that, you know, OJJ says that they will not see or hear adult inmates under any circumstances. Officials even promised to hang black cloth from the razor wire top fences that surround the old death row unit. Can you believe this? Schiraldi said that doesn't mean it will automatically pass the feds' smell test. What does that mean? A smell test? What is this? Just some subjective matrix that they have with what they feel like is right or what they feel like is not right? If you're a mile and a half away from an adult facility, we have adult facilities in this state that are in the middle of neighborhoods. Kids are walking by them every day. But if they violate the law, they shoot somebody, they arm rob somebody, they carjack somebody, they steal their property, they wreak havoc in the community, all of a sudden we cloak them with all of these privileges that they otherwise don't have when they're walking around out in the street free. What are we doing? And we're worried now about losing a little bit of money that the federal government gives to the juvenile system. So let me get this straight. We're supposed to, let's see, lose federal funding versus the risk of injury or the loss of life to prison guards or the general public. Let me ponder that for a moment. Is there any doubt which one you would choose? Not for me. We're talking about the worst of the worst is what they're identifying in putting them in this facility. Those that refuse to participate in a rehabilitative process already that might work, but definitely will not work because of their unwillingness and compliance. Why do you think we're sending them there? What in God's creation are we arguing about? The state of the juvenile code today, folks, limits these options to deal with those that are engaging in this behavior. Otherwise, no stick, right? No way to compel them to do so. And then there was an argument over whether or not we have violated federal law already by moving kids from the Youth Study Center in Orleans Parish to St. Gabriel during Hurricane Ida. You have got to be kidding me. The federal government's going to say you're not in compliance because you moved them for their own safety as a result of Hurricane Ida? Do we have any independent common sense thinking going on in the system at all? I mean, I could go on and on and on and on. This whole thing is falling apart. And we wonder why we find ourselves in the predicament that we find ourselves in today. It is completely and totally frustrating. Got a number of texts. If you want to sign the recall petition, Audubon Park today, 3:30 to 7 at the entrance there. They're going to be out at the Saints game on Sunday from 10 to 1 at Girard and Loyola. You can sign there. Lakeview signing party Sunday, 10 to noon, 775 Harrison Avenue. Bayou St. John Music Tree signing from 12 to 3 on Saturday at Orleans Avenue. Algiers Point signing party 11 to 4 at 401 Verrett Street, and the list goes on and on. We'll be right back. Scoot's up next on Free for All Friday. What do we have coming up, Scoot?
Well, Kim Kardashian explains the type of guy she wants to date next. Now, we've seen what she's dated, so we have no idea where that's going.
Also, a fluid definition.
But if you think about it, it's kind of hard to describe your type. And do you even have a type? Also, Veterans Forecaster Al Michaels on NBC says he refuses to eat vegetables. What is it that you refuse to eat? And today is the day that Miami Vice first went on the air. So we'll be talking about all of that.
Sounds like a great lineup. Have a great weekend, folks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.